This is a town built around a memory. Over the next hour, you'll walk through a fortress that remembers one summer morning in 1480. It starts here, at the edge of Italy. You've just walked through a thickness of stone, the land gate of the Aragonese circuit, rebuilt after the siege. The gate faces west, inland, toward the peninsula. Everything else in Otranto faces the other way, east, across the Strait of Otranto toward Albania. For 1,000 years, everything that mattered here came from that direction. The Greek language, the Byzantine Rite, the Eastern Orthodox form of worship. And one August morning in 1480, a fleet. The town's older names are all water. Greek hydros, Latin hydruntum, from the little Idro stream that runs down to the harbor. Before 1480, Otranto was a prosperous port, the last serious town before the Balkans, with a harbor that had been sending ships east since Roman times. After that August, the town became a fortress. These fortifications, the gate, the walls, the castle up ahead, were rethought after the siege. The walls got thicker, the gates got narrower, and the memory of what happened that summer became the thing the town was built around. Ahead is the fortress that gave its name to a novel, not to the war. The lane bends left toward the castle's dry moat.